Music critic Milo Miles has a review of a new album that he says is cause for celebration. It's by Lionel Lueke, a guitarist from Benin, West Africa. Milo says Lueke is equally comfortable with jazz and the sounds of West Africa.
Guitarist Lionel Lueke and his trio of bassist Massimo Biocate and drummer Frank Nemeth have about as intricate and international a background as one could imagine for a small group, especially Lueke. He was born in Benin, West Africa, 34 years ago. His older brother was involved in the exploding Afropop band scene, and Lueke took up the guitar. His encounter with jazz via George Benson CD committed him to music for life. He studied in the Ivory Coast, in Paris, and eventually the Berklee College of Music in Boston. There he met drummer Nemeth from Hungary and bassist Biocate of Italian descent who grew up in Sweden. All three were steeped in both African rhythms and jazz, but their musical interaction had a striking, immediate harmony. And 8 years on, their voice has grown eloquent, as shown by the title track of Karibu. Other jazz fusions by African performers such as Chris McGregor's Brotherhood of Breath or Abdullah Ibrahim have been more purely jazz with a strong regional accent. Lueke's trio delivers an unprecedented, more wide-ranging blend. The idea behind Afro fusions was that they would combine pop clarity with jazz complexity, topped off with soul power. Saxophonist Manu Dibango came close to this magic formula more than 30 years ago. But as a jazz player, he's barely more than a sharp R&B honker. Although Lueke bristles with technical chops, he begins with a punch of African pop and has kept elements of song, even as Nemeth and Biocate bring the light playfulness of European free jazz beats. And the trio has no problem keeping up with Herbie Hancock and Wayne Shorter on the track Light Dark. Lueke has played on several albums with Herbie Hancock and will be touring with him this summer. But Wayne Shorter is a much harder catch who rarely appears as a sideman. When asked why he decided to participate in Lueke's session, he explained, "There's only one of him." Indeed, Lueke has released a solo concert album, In a Trance, which shows how he can seem to incorporate several players. He can make percussive mouth clicks even as he sings tones. With the same gliding elan, he can move from dabs of feedback and swarms of notes to slipping a piece of paper behind his guitar strings to make them buzz like an African thumb piano. Appropriate that Karibu ends with a celebration of the joys of human unity called Novillon. On stage, the Lionel Lueke trio can be more fierce and mercurial than they have captured on record to date. It is a show I can't recommend enough. And there's few performers out there who have so many wide-open roads ahead of them.
Milo Miles lives in Boston. He reviewed the debut album from Lionel Luecke, that's spelled L-O-U-E-K-E.